Any other prayer requests?
Wonder where the dings went this morning.
No, because I'm sure not hearing them.
Good morning, it's Marcus. How you doing?
Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
Morning,
good
Marcus.
Morning, Juliet.
Good morning,
Juliet.
Morning, Juliet.
Morning, and good morning, Yvette.
Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning,
Yvette.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, this is Cheryl.
Morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear anybody and my call dropped, so.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Well, I have 6:07, and I'm going to pass the call to our announcer. And I don't know why he don't want to announce on Mondays. Well, hello. Good morning, God morning. I'm your host for today. My name is Barbara Cockrell, and welcome to Declared Victory. Are there any first-time callers on the line this morning? Well, welcome, DV family. As you know, today is Make It Happen Monday. This is where we do service acts and good deeds for someone as Christ would do. Let's be the Jesus that some people can never see. Your Make It Happen Monday moment could be a changing connection. The gala is coming. The gala is coming. Mark your calendars. Get your tickets and be ready to have a ball. I mean, literally have a ball. April 2nd. We are excited and we extend an invitation to you, your friends, your family to join us. Encourage your guests to experience a night with royalty with the DV family. For tickets and details, please visit declarevictorygala.com. Tonight, you're invited to join us this evening for Marriage Matters, for married couples and marriage hopefuls from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You will hear real-life lessons and raw discussions as God planned for it to be. Lastly, family, if you are blessed by the call and understand and believe in the global vision and you are led to partner with Declared Victory and changing lives one deed at a time. Please visit the Victory Room, private forum, the website, or the mobile app, and click the link to donate. For all that decided to give, we thank you so very much, and the people you will bless also thank you. Our prayer request this morning, Deborah Evans is asking for prayer for the Gilmore family. Her uncle was hit and killed yesterday, and also for her grandmother's health. Reverend Celeste is asking for prayer today. She has a court date. The missus is asking for prayer for a lady that is having brain surgery today and for all that are suffering with the C word. Our online...
One way or another,
someone needs to mute their phone.
I'll make it count.
Our online prayer request. Continue to pray for Michelle and Madison. Tarina. Tarina is asking for prayer for Keon Fye. Was in a bad motorcycle accidents in the hospital, may have to have a limb amputated. JC is asking for prayer for Gail Weeks, for her father. He's in a nursing home, and he's not eating, and he may have given up. JC's asking for prayer for Claudia Pinckney. She has a court date coming up, and please pray for a favorable outcome. Yvette Marquette is asking for prayer for Cameron Marquette, and this is a praise report. Cameron was accepted to the high school that he wanted. Amen. Praise God. Mary is asking for prayer for the kids that are being physically and mentally abused. Ask God to protect them. She's also praying for the homeless for shelter. And she's praying for marriages with financial challenges for a financial blessing. And for the Carpenter family for comfort. And Rosanna is asking for continued prayer for David Delgado and his mom, Debbie. And I'm asking for prayer for the Houston family. The order of the call is the scripture will be read by the missus. The declaration by Pamela. Prayer number one is Dee Dee. Prayer number two is Jeff. Prayer number three is Pretty Patrice. And our closer today will be Sabrina. Okay. I'll repeat that. The scripture will be read by the missus. Declaration by Pamela. Prayer warrior number one is Dee Dee. Number two, Jeff. Number three, Pretty Patrice. And our closer will be Sabrina. Please don't forget to mute your lines. This call is being recorded, and we want it to be clear so when someone calls back in and listens, they can hear every word. I now pass the call.
Good morning again. I will be reading James 2 and 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the doers of his holy word as I pass the call.
Amen. Thank you so much for the scripture reading. And Barbara, thank you once again for being there and always being our host and greeter. You do such a fabulous job. We really, really enjoy hearing your sound. This morning, I'd like to, our declaration to be, topic to be a daughter's tribute, or actually can have a duel, would be a few good men. And the scripture I'll be coming from will be Ephesians 6, hold on 1 second, let me pull it up. Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. And it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with the promise that you may go well, that it may go well with you, and that you may live a long life in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. As I stated this morning, the declaration is a daughter's tribute or a few good men. When children are younger, they typically are taught to honor and obey their father, and as they move into adulthood, and I'm not trying to exclude mothers, but as they move into adulthood, they not only honor their fathers and their mothers, but they also honor them by tribute. And so this morning, I wanted to use this declaration this morning to just honor and pay tribute to my father. I pray that you'll be able to take this declaration and be able to understand our relationship to my earthly father as it is my relationship to my heavenly father. One of the highest calling of a father is that they would be the perfect example of what our relationship should be to our heavenly father in heaven. Now, the scripture says that we should have discipline and instruction to the Lord. And what that means is that a father should take his cues from God as he's training his children and he's teaching his children, that his children would also honor the Father in heaven as he models what a father is on earth. John 17 says, Father, the hour has come to glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. The discipline and instruction of the Lord takes its cue from Jesus, who died so that his Father in heaven could be glorified. Now, no father on earth should do any less than that to exhibit the glory of the Father in heaven. And so, what I wanted to do this morning, as I stated with this declaration, is to really tribute my father this morning. Today is his 84th birthday. Happy birthday, Daddy. I hope you're listening. And so I just really wanted to acknowledge him for his love and his life and the way that he has left such a legacy on our family and the way that he has raised us as children, the way that he demonstrated love towards us, and it helped us to understand the love of our Heavenly Father. Now, I've mentioned before that I've grown up in Kansas City, Kansas, and every morning before breakfast was ever served, we used to have prayer every morning. And my older siblings, after prayer, they would go and begin to prepare breakfast with my mother. But being one of the youngest in the big family kind of has its pros and cons, because you were always kind of last to get your servings for food, because we were always taught to respect our elders. And so it would go without saying that my dad always was served first at any meal. Dad was treated as if he was the king of our castle. My father, we respected him on such a level, and this is the way my parents raised us. We didn't have cell phones during those times, but by the time my dad's truck would come down the street from work, my mother, even if she hinted that he was on his way home, we had to stop playing, we had to put away all of our toys, and we would take a bath, and we would all line up on the couch, like dressed up, waiting for my dad to come in the house. And when he'd walk in through the door, like we would all just jump up and hug him and just cherish the fact that he was home. And each one of us had a task to do once he came home. My older siblings would head off to the kitchen and would prepare, like, iced tea for him. And me and my younger sister, our job was to take off his boots, and we'd take them by his hand, and we'd put them to his favorite chair. And we would proceed to take off his work boots and his socks and put his feet up on this ottoman. And we would joke and play around as we'd be pulling off his socks, because we would be like acting like we'd pass him out from the smell of his feet. And we just always kind of got a kick out of that as children. And, you know, as adults, we still joke about it, because my dad was a contractor. And so you can only imagine the odor that would sometimes permeate from his feet. But my dad loved us so much that he provided for our every need. I mean, even after returning home from a hard day of work, his day didn't stop there. He continued with a whole laundry list of things that my mom would give him, of everything that needed to be done around the house. And he was constantly, you know, from repairing a pipe in the kitchen to fixing something on the stove to helping out with the garden. And he was always having a garden every year. And he was just like a perfect example of a man. Now, he definitely ruled his household with the rod. I mean, he was very strict. And as I grew older, you know, I begin to rebel against that. But while I was younger, I just admired my dad. I just, like, wanted to be just like him. In fact, I wanted to be so much like him. I was like a tomboy. I would follow my dad around, and he helped me build a tree house one year. But my dad was just such a true example of love, and he just provided everything that was possible for our house. And in growing up in this type of family, it really taught me how to love my Heavenly Father and how to trust Him. And the relationship that I have with my Heavenly Father is so rich because of the relationship that I have with my earthly father and the way that he raised us. I could always trust that he was going to be there for me. He was going to provide for us, and I knew that if he was going to be there, that everything was going to be okay. It was like I just had this peace. There was like one thing I could always count on: as long as my dad was there, everything was going to be okay. I mean, so often my mom was always quote this scriptures about, you know, trusting in the Lord and don't lean into your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he'll make straight your path and he'll direct your path. And, you know, it's like in trusting in my Heavenly Father, I learned how to trust in God because of the trust that I had in my earthly father and knowing that he was going to always be there and provide. I mean, there was nothing my dad wouldn't do for us. I remember one year my school had a PTA fundraiser, and I don't know, something must have happened to the guest talent, because when they announced that Flip Wilson was in the building, the whole school went nuts. And much to my surprise, when the curtains opened, Geraldine Jones walked out, and it's my dad, dressed up in a wig, in heels, in nylons. I mean, what man would do that for his children? I mean, we raised so much money that year, it was not even funny. But there was nothing he would do for us. He loved us so much. I mean, he loved my mom so much. I mean, we talk about the scripture of how a man would love his wife just as Christ loved the church. And that's the same kind of love that I saw demonstrated in my household. Yeah, sure, we had hard times, and sure, there was arguments. But he truly loved her. I mean, he, like I said, he would give his life for us. And I just cherish my dad so much. Now, there were times, like I said, that we had difficult times in our lives, but it didn't matter. It was like my dad was always still going to make a way out of no way. I remember one year I asked for a horse, and I just never, ever in my wildest dreams thought that he was going to actually buy me a horse for my birthday. And lo and behold, my dad bought me a horse. It makes me think of the scripture in Matthew, how it said, how much more will your heavenly father provide for you? You know, if your earthly father would provide for you, you know, and him being evil, how much more would your heavenly father provide? So that relationship that I had with my dad really began to nurture and began to build the relationship that I have with God. And even though things didn't always go the way that we all sometimes hope for, God, like I said, always worked it out for our good. And I was able to trust that God would work it out for our good. That was a kind of a staple for our family, that God was going to work things out for our good. I was always grateful for the way my dad was there. Like I said, things weren't always easy. We had hard times. My dad, being a contractor, he always seemed to make a way out of no way. He always seemed to really provide for us. Being a contractor, you can only work so many years out of the month. And because we live in Kansas City, you could only work for so many months out of the year. And in the winter months, a lot of the construction jobs were not available because, you know, a lot of it was ceased in the dead of winter. But my dad was so bent on providing for his family and making ends meet that he would get up like at 5 o'clock in the morning just to get out with his U-Haul truck and, you know, meet up with the stores all around the town and shovel the snow off of their parking lot just so he could make money to provide for our family. Now, my dad wasn't always at every single game or every single track meet or every single thing. But he grew up knowing that if he provided for his family, that that was a sign of his love for us and the way that he truly loved us, and he constantly was providing for us. When I looked at some of the prerequisites for being a good father, I looked at you have to be a man of honor. You have to be a man who's able to handle responsibility. You have to be a man who learns how to really lean on God, and that's like Proverbs 3:5, when you trust on the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. When you're a good man of God, and a good father, you are a man who loves unconditionally. You're a man who has such great strength. As I said, my dad was such a strong, strong man. I mean, he would go out of his way to do anything for us. In fact, just this past holiday, we were concerned with him because he was trying to bend some steel in order to put over his garden to protect the garden so that my mom would have greens for the holiday so that the frost wouldn't get to them. So out there bending this huge iron, he ended up popping a vessel in his arm. But that's just how my dad was. It's like nothing was too good for his wife to have. Nothing was too good for his children to have. He would go out of his way to just provide and to do everything for us. Now, coming to a close, there's a quote that I wanted to read, and it's an anonymous quote by a gentleman who says, "A father is God's image in the eyes of his children." Now, this quote is so true, because so often when you're young, you look to your father as being that glimpse of who God is. Now, not everybody grew up with the family who had, you know, a great father like I did. Some people had a distorted view of God because of their experience that they've had with their own father when they were young. But how we view God has a big influence on what happens in our childhood and how the relationship that we have with the men in our lives. And that's why being a great father to me and the father that my dad has been, I don't take for granted at all. I just thank God for him. I salute you, Dad. I say happy birthday to you today, Dad. And I pray that you have everything that life can bring you. Dion? As I pass the call. I love you, Dad.
I love you, too. Thanks, Father.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for just another opportunity to dwell with you, God. I thank you for each and every victor on the line. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins, too. God is not the author of confusion, so make every effort to live peacefully with everyone. God, teach us how to walk in love, to be more compassionate, caring, and kind. Let us not be caught off guard or unprepared for the devil's schemes. Keep us fully alert and completely protected so that we can stand unwavering against any and all assaults. Your word is true, and we have to take our rightful places. Keep it on the full armor and stay in ready position. Declare victory. And walk in it. Take dominion over the families. Fight for restoration. Fight for your children. Our children are dying in the streets. We have to fight for our marriages. Fight for our peace during the waiting. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't get weary, because in due time you win if you don't quit. Fight the good fight of faith. So when the enemy tries to whisper in your ear, tell him to shut up. Remind him of who you are and let him know that his tricks won't work. His weapons may form, but God will disappoint every single plan. Lord, someone is in deep despair right now this morning. Help them get through the hurt of losing a loved one, the anxiety of waiting on a diagnosis from a doctor or doctor's report, fighting sickness in the body, caring for a parent, sibling, a spouse, a child. For those that are lonely and brokenhearted and feel that no one is concerned, God, you are. You are concerned about all that concerns us. I lift up beautiful Miss Barbara this morning, God. Thank you for blessing her and keeping her, God, and her sweet sound. Bless her Houston family, God, as she's standing in prayer for her brother-in-law. Continue to mend that family and heal him. I thank you for the message for that scripture in James 2:10, God. What a mighty woman. And I'm grateful for her as well. And Pamela, happy birthday to your awesome father, God. A daughter's tribute is beautiful. So we thank you for sharing that beautiful message and a father's love. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Father, I thank you for Jeff, who will follow me and bless him, and for his beautiful wife, Patrice, and her 20 years of celebration today. I'll celebrate you, sis, and for my beautiful sister, Sabrina, that will close us out, God. This morning, we're lifting up Deborah Evans' family, the Gilmore family, for losing her uncle to a hit-and-run accident in San Francisco. Father God, give that family peace and your comfort, God, and touch her grandmother, who's having ailments in her body, God, and for all of the elderly parents that the circle of life can be hard to watch, God, for Gail's Week's father that's not eating, and Diane's mom, Lily, and for Imani's mom, Lucy, and just how watching the circle of life, it can be so, so hard, but we have to thank you for the life that they led, that they've led, Father God, and for Keanu Fields having surgery due to a motorcycle accident. We know you are the healer, so we seek the healer for the healing, God. And I'm thinking about Madison this morning, God. You know all about her. So heal her body, God, and give her mom, Michelle, your peace through this transition. God, give them the exact treatment, the right doctor, and whatever program that's necessary, God. I just trust you for that. Touch little Julian, Saida's son, that's angry right now, God, for losing his great-grandfather, God. And continue to give Saida's family strength, and touch Sandra Vegas and her family. You know what they need, God. Continue to bless them. Bless little London and beautiful Angel and Stephanie. And Father God, speak to Robert Vega Hart and his family too, God. God, I just thank you that you're going to show favor for Claudia Pinckney as she has an upcoming court date. God, you are in control. And also for Reverend Celeste that has a court date today in Fairfield, God. You can be favor. You can show favor. So we just trust you for the proper ruling, God. I thank you that the missus is standing in the gap this morning for a young lady having brain surgery, and for all of those that are fighting that ugly, horrible C word, we can still just continue to ask the healer for the healing, God. And me, Mary, covering abused kids and the homeless that's in need of shelter and mending broken marriages or marriages that's in trouble. We know that marriage is a ministry all within itself, so I lift up every marriage, God, and she's asking for prayer for the Carpenter family. And God, please continue to just see about baby Thaddeus and heal his body. And we're so grateful that so far so good, that his surgeries have been going well. And continue to bless his mom and dad and his grandparents, Eric and Juliet, as well. Thank you for your touch of David Delgado and his healing from a stroke weeks ago. And continue to just give his mom your peace. It's so much going on, but God, we give you a praise, and we thank you for chasing Cameron with your favor, God, and his acceptance into his high school of choice. Out of all those applicants, you showed him favor, so we rejoice with him, God. Thank you for loving us, Father. You are sovereign, God, and we thank you that everything you do is for us, God, and it's good. So we just give you praise this morning, and you are bigger than all of our problems. God, you give beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. And I just want to thank you for that, God. I thank you for a sound mind. I thank you for keeping us safe during the night, God. I thank you that no hurt, harm, or danger came our way, God. And I continue to lift up my beautiful sister, Dion. I can't thank you enough for her life, God. Continue to cover her and keep her. Cover Deontay, Demaria, and Josiah. Thank you for her beautiful mom, Miss Jackie, and how they celebrated her mother as well this past weekend. God, I thank you for that legacy that she's left, and I thank you for Deon's brother Marcus and his wife and for her sister Tia. And God, you are just restoring some families, and so I thank you for letting us see it in live and color, God. I just thank you that you can be confident of this. He will complete his good work in us, y'all. He will. So trust God with your life. Daily faithfulness is important to God. Faithfulness in the little things lead to greatness. So we have to continue to just trust God and know that we are his workmanship. Must pull down every stronghold in our mind. Renounce the lies of the devil about God and who he is to us in Christ. So when condemnation, shame, fear, doubt, despair, any unbelief rises up in your heart to challenge what God has promised in his word. His word is the same. It cannot change. And it comes against us by trying to get us confused and caught up. But confess the truth and resist the lies of the defeated enemy by opening up your mouth and speak out loud what his word says. Combat the enemy's lies. I thank you, Father, because our words are powerful in causing either fear or faith to grow in us. So I thank you for faith growing, God. I thank you for grace growing, God. And by learning to agree with your word, you will release your power in every single victor's life. So I thank you, God. I thank you for a renewed mind in your word. We can renew our minds by your truth, God, and watch amazing things happen. I thank you for transformation, faith. I just thank you for the garment of praise. I thank you this morning because you are an amazing God. How I love you, how I worship you, how I honor you. I give you the glory and all the praise as I pass the call in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we continue, Lord God, to honor you, Lord God, saying thank you, Lord God, oh, hallelujah, for waking us up this morning, hallelujah, with the breath of life in our lungs this morning, Lord God, and a praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord God, we have many prayer requests this morning, Lord God. So, Lord God, I stand in agreement, Lord God, with every prayer request, Lord God, that have gone forth this morning, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for every prayer request that you received this morning, Lord God. Oh, Father, oh, thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are the Father of fathers, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for that declaration this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord God, that tells us, Lord, to honor our parents, Lord God, our mother and our fathers, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. A command, Lord God, with a promise. Thank you for that, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the unity that the Father brings to the family, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the stability, Lord God, that the Father brings to the family, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the strength, Lord God, that the Father brings to the family, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the courage, Lord God, that the Father brings to the family. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your love. It is your love, Lord God, that enables the Father, Lord God, to love and to nurture and to bring his family up, Lord God, in the admonition of loving you, Lord God, to do your will, Lord God, to keep your commandments, Lord God. So, Lord God, I say thank you this morning, Lord God, for the fathers, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for declare victory this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I lift up this prayer line to you this morning, Lord. Lord God, every soul, every believer, Lord God, every family, Lord God, that is connected to this prayer line, Lord God, I lift them up to you this morning, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. And we will keep your commandments, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have given us all the means, Lord God, all the measures, Lord God, to live a godly life. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord God, for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the finished work of the cross, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Without you, Lord God, we can do nothing, Lord God. We love you this morning, Lord God. We honor you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the answering of every prayer request, Lord God. And so, Lord God, I continue, Lord God, to lift up our marriages to you this morning, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that the marriages, Lord God, are supported by the fathers, Lord God, that follows your lead, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Cover the marriages today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for the children in these households, Lord God. Every household, single households as well, Lord God. I lift up the children to you this morning, Lord God. Cover our children, Lord God. Give us adults, Lord God, the means, Lord God, to nurture our children, Lord God, and raise them up, Lord God, in the way that, hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I continue to lift up the workplace to you, Lord God, the communities, Lord God, our neighbors, Lord God. Our unsaved loved ones, Lord God. Our enemies, Lord God. I lift them all up to you this morning, Lord God. I pray your protection over them all, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thy will be done in our lives today, Lord God. Thy will be done in our lives today, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for the belief, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the faith, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the trust, Lord God, that we have in you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we hide thy word, Lord God, in our hearts, Lord God, so that we won't sin against thee, Lord God. And if we do, Lord God, we, hallelujah, we fall down on our knees, Lord God, and we repent, Lord God, and we ask for forgiveness, Lord God. In the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord God. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord God, for being our Father. In Jesus' name I pray, as our pastor called.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for all those that spoke and prayed before me. Thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God. Thank you for the breath of life. We don't take it lightly, oh God, that you woke us up this morning, that you let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh to us last night as we slept peacefully. We thank you, God, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. Father God, we thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet going to do in our lives. I pray for every victor connected to this line. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, O God, for this day. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, O God, for all that you've done. I plead the blood of Jesus over our lives, O God. I ask that you forgive us for all of our sins, that we are aware, that we are not. Continue to use us for your glory. Let your light shine through us, O God. Father God, I come asking for prayer for those that are in the military. I thank you, God, for their sacrifice. I call out their names to you right now, God. I pray for Isaiah Ramirez, Tamara Hope, Lord L. Marlowe Oliver, Devin Cook Oliver, Emerson Lockett, Janae Stripling, Angelica Renee Ramos, Zachariah Stewart, Tristan Hutchison, Travis Jeffrey, Joshua Cheney, Jalen Jones, Demarie Jackson, Joshua Jones, Emmanuel Jackson, and Marcus Lewis. Father God, I pray that you continue to cover them with the blood of Jesus. I pray that you continue to hide your word in their heart, O God, so that they may not sin against you. Continue to use them for your glory. Let their life and what they're representing, what they're doing, oh God, that they're standing in the gaps for us, God. I pray, oh God, that you get the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for pastors, oh God, on today. I pray for Bishop Bob Jackson, Pastor Kevin Hope, Pastor Ricky L. Nutt, Pastor Ricky J. Nutt, Pastor George Brown. Can someone mute your line, please? Pastor Mary Scott, Pastor Gary Montana, Pastor David Sasso, Pastor William Coleman, Pastor Perry and Tammy Moulton, Pastor Bessie Sims, Pastor Ricky Williams, Pastor Lloyd Farr, Pastor Patrick Foster, Pastor Kevin James, Pastor Ken Foreman, Pastor Kirk Foreman, Dr. David and Kathy Camastrassi, Pastor Stan Martin, Pastor Lavelle Jones, Pastor Clay Brooks, Evangelist Lisa Porter, Pastor Benson and Lady Tammy Benson, Overseer Jeremiah Walker, Pastor Kevin B. Hall, Pastor Isaac Neal, Pastor William Coleman, Pastor Don T. Jones, Pastor Johann Hunter Sr., Pastor Tamara Bennett, Pastor C.L. Willis, Bishop Lauren E. Mann, Pastor Kirkland Smith, Pastor E.F. Brown, Apostle D. Christmas, Bishop J.W. Macklin, Pastor Steve Thorne. Can someone please mute your line? Pastor Renee Winston, Bishop O.J. Williams, Pastor Joe Nobles, Pastor Archie Levias Jr. and Sr., Pastor Claudio Huey, Pastor James Bryant, Pastor Ellison Porter, Pastor Kevin James, Pastor Brandon and Maria Reams, Bishop Reams, Dr. Freddie and Dorothea Parham, Pastor Oscar Dice, Pastor J.L. Coleman, Pastor Johnny Riley, Pastor E.K. Dawson, Pastor Aaron Hutchinson, Pastor Michael E. Hale, Pastor Aurelius Walker, all the pastors of Las Vegas, Dr. David Early, Pastor Lester Carson Sr., C. Christopher Smith, Pastor Santos Foreman, Pastor Glee Bardell, Pastor Jane Rambuzzi, Pastor Craig Dozman, Pastor Carlton Leonard, Bishop Charles E. Blake, Pastor Patrick Weaver, Pastor David Burris, Pastor Leonard Duce Sr., Pastor James Broughton, Pastor Horacio S. Jones, Pastor Timothy Dupree, Pastor Brian Holloway, Pastor Frank Doyce, Pastor Audra Williams, Pastor Kevin McCullough, Pastor David Jackson, Bishop Sean Peel, Pastor O'Neill Young, Pastor Curtis Robinson, Pastor Shelley Wilson, Pastor Victor S. Bryce, Pastor Gort, Dr. Limbrick, and last but not least, Pastor Van Hill. Father God, I pray, oh God, for their continued work in the vineyard, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you continue to send sheep. I pray, oh God, that their ministries continue to grow, oh God. I pray, oh God, that they their sacrifice is noted, oh God. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, God. And I pray, oh God, that their sacrifice is noted and you use them for your glory, that you get the glory out of all that they do. I pray for every church that we are connected to, oh God. I pray for wisdom, oh God, on this day. I pray for unity in the churches. I pray that you bind us in love and that we continue to grow and that our lights will shine, God. I pray, oh God, for the visionary of this line. I pray that you bless her and bless her indeed, bless her family. May they not need or want of anything. Father God, continue to use her for your glory as she will grow in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity to praise your holy name. And I pray for all of us, oh God. Let your light so shine so that others may know that Jesus Christ is Lord. As I pass the call, in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father, as we get ready to worship you collectively, I just want to take a moment to just thank you for your mercy and your grace on this morning. Thank you for allowing us to see another Make It Happen Monday. God, I thank you even for your presence and your sweet spirit that's on this line right now. God, I thank you for even allowing one of us to get some rest, God. In this day and age where people suffer with insomnia and with worry and with grief, God, it's in your presence that we find rest. So, God, I pray for every victor on the line. I pray, God, specifically, God, for that one victor, God, that needs rest and rejuvenation. I ask that you would touch their bodies, God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, God. I pray, God, for total rejuvenation. God, you know, God, all about them. So, God, I pray a special blessing right now. God, I thank you for 20 years of sobriety. God, I thank you for gentle reminders that you do all things well and you make all things new. So, God, I thank you for Pretty Patrice as she moves forward to the next 20 years. God, I pray that her latter days will be greater than the former. God, I just thank you right now, God, for small victories that you've given us day by day. God, I thank you, God, for favor. God, I thank you for how you opened the door and made a way for that young man. God, he now knows that he has your attention, that you are mindful, God, of him and even all of his requests. God, and I thank you, God, we are overwhelmed on this morning that you're mindful of us, God, and that you call us friend. God, I just bless your name for all that you've done. I bless your name for all that you're going to do. God, I thank you for every testimony of healing. I thank you for every testimony of restoration. I thank you, God, that we have been overtaken with the spirit of gratefulness on this morning. God, we even thank you for the rain. God, we thank you for watching over us in Northern California, God, as we went through this rainy weekend. God, we thank you, God, for your angels that encamp round about us. God, for every time the car would hydroplane and an angel picked it up in its hand and placed it in the right location, going the right direction, out of hurt, harm, and danger. God, we thank you for that. We bless you for strength on today, God. Not the physical strength, but the mental and the emotional fortitude to keep pushing. God, we thank you for the gentle reminder that we win if we don't quit. God, I come against depression on today. God, I ask that you would bless our young people. We come against mental illness in young people. God, I pray for parents that you would hold them up, God. Give them the wisdom and the knowledge to seek out the right type of help. God, and I pray that their hearts would be encouraged in the midst of. God, we come against the stigma that surrounds mental illness that would keep some of us quiet while our loved ones are suffering, God. There's strength in numbers, God. There's strength in unity. So, God, I ask that you would give us a voice to just say, help. I need help. Help. God, even if we can't do anything physically, we can support emotionally. So, God, I pray for children all across the United States. God, I pray for young black men, young brown boys that are dying in the streets. God, and I ask that you would do what only you can do, and that's have mercy on this morning, God. Our communities, God, our mothers and fathers, God, they're suffering. Their children are dying in the streets daily, God, in the city of Richmond, daily, God, in Chicago. And I'm asking that you would just have mercy, God. I pray for our children, God, who are not caught up in the life, but, God, that have to go to the same schools, that have to walk the same streets, that have to ride the same bus. And I thank you, God, for the hedge of protection that you put around them. You've kept them. You've kept them, God, not only from hurt, harm, and danger, but from the influence. And we thank you for that. We ask that you would just continue to do what only you can do, and that's be God. Be God, be God in their lives. God, I pray that you would sit on their lap as they're in the classroom, sit on their lap as they're on the bus, and continue, God, to shield them from the elements that wish to destroy them, God. We thank you in advance for mighty men and women of God. We thank you, God, in advance for mighty warriors. We thank you that they will be a part of the remnant that will yet serve you, God. We bless your name on today. God, I ask that you would just continue to guide us and lead us, God. We thank you for ordering our steps on this morning. We thank you, God, that you do all things well. We thank you, God, that it works for our good because you're intentional. Nothing that you do is accidental. So, God, we bless your name on today. And as we get ready to take our phones off of you, God, we lift up Maddie on this morning. We lift up Michelle on this morning. And we thank you, God, that greater days are coming. We thank you, God, that greater is coming, God. We thank you for healing and restoration, God. We thank you for stability, God. We thank you for regulation. We thank you that you are a doctor that's never lost the case, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. You said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. So, God, we usher her before you and we lay her at your feet, knowing that you made her and you know all about her. You are Alpha and Omega. You are her beginning. You are her end. So, God, we lay her at your feet, trusting that you can do, God, that you will do what only you can do, and that's be God. God, be God. Be God, be God, be God, be God, be God, be God, be God. God, we get off of the throne of our lives. We get out of your way, God. We surrender our will in exchange for yours, God. We get out of your way so that you can be God, God. Hallelujah. We recognize your place and we say lead on, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We bless your name, God. We bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you right now, God, for sound mind. We bless you for sound mind. God, we bless you for healthy and for sound minds on today. God, we bless you for sound mind. Hallelujah. We bless you for sound minds on today. Hallelujah. We will not be destroyed, God, by our minds. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We trust that you're going to pull down strongholds. We bless you, God. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. I lift up the glory to you, God, and we bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We trust that you see all and you know all, God, and we bless you. Oh, good morning, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Help us, Lord God.
Honor you, Lord God.
Help us, Lord God, to reverence you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Above our emotions, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let us represent you, Lord God. Hallelujah. In our actions, Lord God. Hallelujah. In our behavior, Lord God. Hallelujah. In our conversation, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let the world, Lord God. Hallelujah. See your light, Lord God. Hallelujah. Reflecting and shining, Lord God. Hallelujah. Through every man, Lord God. Hallelujah. Connected, Lord God. Hallelujah. To this prayer line. Hallelujah. Declare victory, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. This day, Lord God. 2016, Lord God. Yes, Lord. 2016, Lord God. This day, Lord God.
Thank you, Father. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
We love you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We cry, holy.
Place no one behind.
Thank you, God.
We cry, holy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, it is with great intention that we do not end this portion of the call with an amen, because we intend to stay right here in your presence. We thank you for the visitation of your spirit. We thank you, God, for the encouragement and the gentle reminder that you do all things well and you make all things new. So with that, I release the call. In your hands, Ms. Barbara.
Hello and welcome again to Declared Victory. My name is Barbara Cockrell. I am your host, and I hope that you've been blessed by the call today. Is there anyone that joined late and would like to say good morning?
Good morning, everybody. It's Nisi.
Good morning,
Missy.
Hey, good morning. It's Arlita.
Anyone else? Okay, well, I hope that you can join us for the next segment of the call, which is Love, Life, and Victory portion of the call. Thank you, and have a very blessed day as I pass the call to Pamela.
Thank you so much, Barbara, and thank you so much for just the powerful worship and prayer that went forth. It was just such a beautiful, beautiful spirit of praise, and I thank all of the prayer warriors for interceding on our behalf. This morning, as I stated, is my father's 84th birthday, and I have always been a daddy's girl, and so I just really love my dad. And as I began to prepare the declaration, it really made me think about the correlation between our earthly father and our heavenly father and how much greater our Heavenly Father loves and adores us, and how much more He will do for us, just as our earthly Father will do great things for us. And I want to just open the call up before we get deep into the discussion for anyone who would like to just share if they got anything from the declaration, or if they had any aha moments or any moments of clarity. Anyone?
Good morning, it's Pretty Patrice.
Hi, Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, and thank you
for
your declaration. No problem. I thank you for sharing with us. Happy birthday to your dad. And I wholeheartedly understand the praise in your heart for your dad and all that he did in your life. I thank you for sharing that with us. And I did get a couple of aha moments. I don't have the pleasure of having either of my parents with me, so I often call out the name of Jesus because that's all I have. And I'm so grateful that I know him for myself. So thank you again for sharing with us this morning. God bless.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. And thank you for your prayers. Once again, the prayer warriors were just so worshipful this morning, and just such an awesome, awesome praise.
Amen.
Is there anyone else?
Good morning, Pamela. It's Dee Dee, and thank you for sharing that amazing declaration about your dad, and happy birthday to your dad. I'm sending butterfly kisses to heaven. I, too, can relate. I love my daddy, and it's hard because he's in Kansas and he's older, but the fact that I can call, we had a conversation Saturday, and he doesn't understand. He's on Facebook, y'all, so y'all can shout out to my dad. But just the blessing of, even though him and my mom, the marriage failed, he still has been my dad, and that love for him, it's just amazing. I so felt that declaration, being a daddy's girl, and I would always go with him. He would take me with him everywhere until I started talking. So it's so many beautiful daddy stories that I have, and I'm able to see it with my daughters now, so that blesses me, because you're right, a lot of people don't have, you know, the earthly father, but they have heavenly father. So you just share so much, and it was just beautifully said, and a tribute to a daughter's tribute. That's so beautiful. And even though I shared sins of a father, it's a healing mechanism when you can, you know, some of us are able to repair relationships. And like Dion and her mom shared on Saturday, restoration is possible if your father wasn't in your life. I mean, it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful, it's like a love story. So thank you for sharing it.
Thank you. And Dee Dee, it, like I said, growing up, I think now that I am older, I see everything this man did for our family. But growing up, I didn't see it. You know, I didn't recognize it for what it was, and I didn't appreciate it at the time. But now that I am older, I look back and, you know, like I used to resent that he couldn't attend a lot of my plays and my cheerleading things or my track meets. But, you know, I look back now and I look, you know, he was providing for us and he was doing all that he could. And, you know, something I didn't share, and I know my father won't mind me saying this, but my dad, I mean, he's just such an awesome man. He didn't even have, you know, back in the time when he was growing up, it's like the boys weren't allowed to really go to school, and the boys were, you know, put out in the field and, you know, expected to provide for the household. So, you know, he only has an eighth grade education, and yet he has accomplished so much in his life and, you know, for his family. And so I just look at him in awe. I mean, like, he's an electrician, he's a plumber, he's a, like, everything we needed, he was. And that's the way I look at my Heavenly Father. Everything we need, he is for us. Is there anyone else you'd like to share?
Good morning, Pamela. Great declaration. I absolutely can relate to your story. Your parents are close in age to mine. My dad turned 85 just last month, and my mom is 83. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, and dad worked. And like your father, my father was raised, though, by his grandparents, and they were sharecroppers. And if you don't know what that is, a sharecropper is like maybe a half a step above, being a slave almost, because they worked a field or work fields for people who owned them, and those people could pay them what they determined, not necessarily what the running rate was. But, you know, like my dad, he loved education, he loved reading, and he had to stop going to school at a certain age, too, because he had to help out around the house. But my dad was an excellent, excellent provider. We weren't rich at all. But I didn't know it. You know, we had the things. Like, I didn't have to walk around with holes in my shoes and hand-me-down clothes, thank God. And you know, and we bless God for those parents. That's all they could do. But my dad was a barber. He went to the Army. He saw that as a way out from getting from East Texas. And, you know, he learned a trade, and that's how he supported our family. And he made a decision that he didn't want my mom to work. So we didn't have to get all dressed up and said, I could just see you guys running around the house, you know, getting ready because your dad is almost home. And it was really, that was really cute to me. But that took a lot for your mom. It just goes to say, you know, the type of character that she has. Her job was to make sure that you guys were provided for, and so on and so forth. So it was beautiful to hear your story. As you talked, I just recalled the time when I recalled, like, my dad is my hero. And I remembered, it wasn't until recently, I remembered when I really fell in love with him and when I really had this thing like, wow, he's super special. He's the best dad ever. I remember, like, I was maybe 6 or 7, because he shared an adult piece of information with me that helped me to process something. And it was, I mean, it's not a big secret. He shared with me that I had another sister. She came and visited. This was a sister that was produced before my parents got married, and he told me who she was and, you know, why she visited. He didn't, you know, because during that era, parents that are like in their 80s or whatever, 70s probably and 80s, they didn't do a lot of sharing. What happened, happened, you know, and it was the way that it was, but my dad was open with something with his past with a little 5 or 6 year old, however old I was, and I felt really special that he trusted me with that information. And so from there, I really had this admiration. He wasn't a pastor at that point. Excuse me. And I feel like I'm rambling now. I understand now that I'm able to trust God the way that I am because I was able to see and trust my dad. I hope that for those that did not grow up with your father for a variety of reasons, maybe he, you know, died early or died prematurely, or just maybe he wasn't in your life, I hope that you could take some of the nuggets that Pamela shared today and use them as benchmarks as to how you can trust your heavenly father. Because just like Pamela's father provided for their family, he was the sole provider for their family. My dad was the sole provider for his family. And to have that trust and understand kind of what that looks like. Our Father in heaven equipped our dads to be able to provide for their family. And if you take them out of the loop, especially for us as adults, understanding that we have a Father in heaven who is our sole provider, even though he might give us the ability, even though he does give us the ability to go to work or whatever it is that we do, our businesses, to be able to provide. It's actually him who gives us the ability to do so. It's actually him who blesses us with the creativity to come up with the plan to do X, Y, and Z. It's him who gives us the desire to do X, Y, and Z, and then equip us to be able to do that. So I'll stop now because I feel like I'm really rambling. But thank you for sharing.
No, you aren't rambling at all. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you're absolutely right. It's like, our Heavenly Father makes provisions for us and provides for us everything that we need. And if you did not have the opportunity to have an earthly father, we are so grateful that we have a Heavenly Father that can do so much more for us, that could really be with us even beyond. And the relationship that I have with my Father here on earth, I mean, we can have that same relationship with our Heavenly Father, and he's constantly making provisions for us. Thank you so much, Tanya. Is there anyone else?
Sister Pamela.
Yes.
Thank you for your declaration this morning. My youngest daughter from my first marriage, she shared some information with me when she was about 17, and it hit me real hard. It was so heavy when she laid it on me, and she shared it pretty much some of what I just heard another Victor share, that I was her hero, and the things that she expected from me, and the things that a father was supposed to provide, and the relationship between a daughter and a father is special. It is so very special. And my daughter, she let me know how much weight that I carried in her life, and how that, in fairy tale stories, you have that knight in shiny armor come and sweep the damsel
you know, off her feet, and they lived that life happily ever after. She, my daughter, let me know that, you know, I was the one that took the place of that boyfriend that she didn't have. We wouldn't allow. We took her out on her first date together. Well, we made sure her brothers and sisters was with her when she was 17, when she went on that first date. And that the honor and the love and the respect that she had for me weighed so heavy that I took the place of the boyfriend. You know, I was that knight in shiny armor in her life, and she just let me know all the way up until she got married. I was, you know, I got phone calls all through the year, and she was just in my ear, sharing what was going on in her life. And I remember when they were younger, when I took them to church, and the Lord touched this one, and she prayed for me. I know she did when I was out there in them streets, and so it's like she let me know how that. What I instilled in them when they were younger, it was still present, and how valuable a father is in their children's lives. And I'll never forget when I met my present wife, Pretty Patrice, and she walked down the aisle with this gentleman in our wedding, and She was, you know, it's like it hit her, it weighed heavy on her that the position that Patrice had in my life, and because I was single for a few years before I remarried, and she would come over to my house, and she was like even though she was the youngest child, she was like, you know, the lady of the house. She ran the house over her brothers and sisters, and she had that type of personality. But it's just that I've had to learn how special a father's relationship, well, I learned through that particular daughter, how special a father's relationship is with their daughter. And I'm so grateful that when I did take them to church, they received the Lord, and they grew to know the Lord, and that I was the one that introduced them to that. Great declaration.
Wow, thank you so much for sharing. So much that you said that just spoke volumes to me. And even when you were talking and sharing about the relationship between you and your daughter and how you carried so much of her burden and how she would share so much with you, that's the way our Heavenly Father wants us to be. He wants us to have such a genuine, authentic relationship with Him, where we go to Him for everything, that we cast all our cares on Him. I mean, that bond, just as an earthly father, He wants to have that with us. He wants to provide and be there for us and, you know, hear our every concern. And so, you know, it was just beautiful, some of the things that you said. Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to share?
Wake him up.
We've got Darth Vader. Someone going to town. Anyone else like to share?
Yeah, Pam, how you doing? This is Juliet.
Good.
I enjoyed your decoration. I mean, the love you have for your dad and with the things your dad did for you. And I remember my dad very, I had him for a short period of time. I only had him for like 3 years of my life, maybe 3.5. But I remember him, and I remember, and I love popcorn because of him. Because I remember the Jiffy popcorn and how we would, he would take that popcorn and he had me on his shoulder, and I'm just watching this popcorn rise, and I just remember the love I had before he was taken away from me. And I also remember facing that love all my life, and I praise the Lord that I found the Lord, because like you
said, yes,
you find, you know, you find, I found my father, you know, once again. But I really thank you for how you unpacked how much a father means in a child, especially in a daughter, you know, because of my dad, I spent a lot of time studying about men and stuff like that and trying to understand how they feel, and I thank the Lord that he sent me a husband that even though he,
yeah,
you know, he's a father of my, he's not the biological father of my children, but, you know, way that he interacts with them and his heart for them is the same type of love that I long to experience and experience for a short moment with my father. So I just thank God for, you know, just for, you know, just showing me even that little glimpse of what, how I should be treated and how I wanted to be treated as a woman. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. And you said something really, it made me think about, you know, how my father treated my mother. And I think
but
for me,
didn't.
That's why
okay.
It's been so
exactly, so you need
different.
All right, no problem.
So can you mute your phone
okay.
when speaking?
No, don't.
How difficult for me it is to, you know, it's like no man is going to ever be that perfect man to ever come to match what my dad is in my eyes. You know, it's going to take a really strong guy. And I thought I found the one, but clearly he was not. And, you know, to see all the things that my dad does for my mother, and, you know, the word talks about how, you know, a husband should love his wife as Christ loved the church. And, you know, to see, you know, the love that my dad had for my mom, like I said, he would jump through hoops for her. He, you know, was building things. I mean, he literally built a house from scratch for her because she wanted another house. And, you know, it was like he, there was nothing that she did not want that he wouldn't go through any extent to make it happen for her. And so we didn't have a lot, you know, we weren't wealthy, but he, you know, took what little he had and bartered at times to make it happen. Is there anyone else who'd like to share?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 second, we have a couple. Who else was that? Eric?
Yeah.
Was that Eric? Okay,
yeah, that was me.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
I think the other person might have fell asleep because I'm hearing some snoring.
I know. Can we mute them? Is anyone on the board? Can they mute them?
They're getting it in, let me tell you. Pamela, I want to say what a touching tribute to your father. I want to say that from the first. And there was something that you said, the quote, I think you said the father is the image of God for his family, his children. I'm not sure if I'm saying exactly right. But I also know this, is that a father's character is also reflected through the actions of his children from experience, even to the second generation. So what And while your tribute was touching, it was loving. I've never met your father, and I've never met your parents or your siblings, but I can see the reflection of your character, of your father's character, in the way that I see you. And so how you are and my experiences and my relationship with you in church and out of church is a testament. And also your son, because it's passed down, and how he's always respectful and kind and helpful. So I, you know, from between you and your son, I can see the character of your father reflected. So I know without a doubt, without even meeting him, that he was a good man and that he was a God-fearing man. So that's all I wanted to say. Oh, also, you know, I didn't have a father. I didn't have a father, and it was funny. You know, I was listening to my wife just a minute ago, and my relationship with God was almost the same way, because I didn't have a father in my life. I had a grandfather for a time, and I've had, you know, father figures. So it is always something that when I saw the relationship, I always wanted. So my relationship now, as I was thinking back, and even now, has always been one of searching. Of chasing God to get that relationship, you know, even now, you know, it's not like that God is far off, but the same desire that I have to, you know, to one day, maybe, you know, if the Lord wills, to meet my father, is the same desire that I have to meet, you know, my Heavenly Father, and have that relationship with Him. So, once again, wonderful declaration. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your share. The scripture you were pertaining to, I think this is the one you were pertaining to, Matthew 7, 9. Oh, shoot, I just lost it. Okay, Matthew 7, verse 9 through 11. And it says, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So was that the scripture you were pertaining to?
No, you had mentioned a quote. You had mentioned a quote that, the,
oh,
you know,
the quote. The quote.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that was an anonymous quote that I came across. And it says, a father is God's image in the eyes of his children. And then,
exactly.
You know, I found that song about in my father's eyes, I see God in my father's eyes. And, you know, just kind of tied in with this. Thank you so much, Dion, for playing that for me. Is there anyone else who'd like to share? If not, we'll go ahead and come to a close this morning. Is there anyone else? I'll take one more.
Can I say something?
Yes.
This is a missing. I just wanted to say, when you was talking this morning about your father, I didn't have a father, but I had my real father. He wasn't in our lives, but I had a stepfather. And anything we would ask for, like animals or whatever, my stepfather would try to get it for us. But it's one particular time I asked for a monkey. And my mom told him, she said, if you go and get those kids a monkey, you, the kids and the monkey, is getting out. I just wanted to say
that. Yeah, I don't blame your mother. Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I know we were the same way. It's like, you know, we wanted all kinds of pets and, you know, from, and because we lived in Kansas, you know, it was kind of a rural area where, you know, we were able to have
Well, actually, the neighbors didn't really appreciate the horse, but we still got it anyway. But, like I said, just going back to, you know, I know some of you on the call may not have an earthly father or a father in your life, and maybe God has blessed you to have a father figure in your life, whether that was an uncle or a stepfather or even a grandfather, and you know, God was able to use them to be that father figure in your life. But just begin to reflect on our Heavenly Father and how much He loves us and how much He provides for us, and the relationship that just as we would an earthly father, that we should have with Him. Is there any other?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I have a biological father, and it's not until now, I would say, for the past 4 or 5 years that God has grown our relationship. But prior to that, it was strictly God Himself, Adonai, showing me His Father's love. And what He showed me was that if I totally, completely went into His care, then He would command, He would be accountable to me for everything else. And He has proven Himself to be faithful in every regard. So that's all I wanted to share.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for that. And I'm not saying that, you know, everybody has, you know, some people may have had a negative experience with a father or the father figure in their life. But the good news is that, you know, we do have a Heavenly Father who loves us unconditionally. And where maybe not all the times our earthly father or the father figure met our expectations, we just thank God for His love and His provision and His strength that He gives us. I am going to come to a close if there's not anyone else. Today's Make It Happen Monday. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to. Hi, Pam. I'm Pam's little father, and I was just lying here listening to all the good things that were said about the Bible and about myself. And I just want to compliment you that you were paying attention to all of your raising and coming up in this life that you have before you. And I want to thank all of the listeners also. And thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday, sir.
Yeah. Bless
happy
you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
thank
birthday
you.
To you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yes. Happy
thank
birthday.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Cam. Tanya. Yeah.
I'm proud of my daughter, Pamela. Thank you. Aww. I love her.
That's all right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I just want to encourage, people that are still on the call. You may be in an estranged relationship with your biological father, you don't have a relationship at all. You never did. I just want to encourage you. If you, because as much as I love my dad, and my dad, I said, is my hero, we had a major falling out. We had a major falling out. It was horrible. And I know that it was the trick of the enemy and self and those kind of things. But my dad and I have patched things up, and
and our relationship is intentional now. It is not. I don't take it for granted. I just want to encourage you that if some things have transpired with your dad, and you're harboring unforgiveness, which we have said over and over, it's not a real word. It's not even in the dictionary. I want to challenge you to think about what you can do to repair that relationship, you know, or at least make an attempt. You can't change him, but you can make an attempt to make a first step. You especially.